We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Samam Bonam, Chapter 13, The Stealing of the Boys and Calves by Brahma, Verse 46. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudire Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.13.46. Can I get a book, please? Please repeat after me. Tavat Sarve Vatsapalaha Pashyato Ajasya Tatkshanat Vyadrashanta Ghanashyamaha Pita Kausheya Vasasaha Tavat Sarve Vatsapala Pashyato Jasya Tatkshanat Vyadrashanta Ghanashyama Pita Kausheya Vasasa Tavat Sarve Vatsapala Pashyato Jasya Tatkshanat Vyadrashanta Ghanashyama Pita Kausheya Vasasaha Tavat Sarve Vatsapalaha Pashyato Jasya Tatkshanat Vyadrashanta Ghanashyama Pita Kausheya Vasasaha. Please recite. Sarve Vatsapala Vyadrashanta Ghanashyama Tavat Sarve Vatsapalaha Pashyato Jasya Tatkshanat Vyadrashanta Ghanashyamaha Pita Kausheya Vasasaha Tajis. Tavat sarve. Asya jakshana. व्यादृश्यन्त घनश्यामाः पीतकौशेयवाससः तावत् सर्वे वत्सपाला व्यादृश्यन्त घनश्यामाः पीतकौशेयवाससः पश्यतो तस्य तत्क्षणात् वर्ड टू वर्ड प्लीज रिपीट तावत् So long, sarve, all, vatsapalaha, both the calves and the boys tending them, pashyataha, while he was watching, ajasya, of Lord Brahma, tatkshanad, immediately, vyadrashyanta, were seen, Ghanashyamah, as having a complexion resembling bluish rain clouds. Pita Kausheya Vasasaha, and dressed in yellow silk garments. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Then, while Lord Brahma looked on, all the calves and the boys tending them immediately appeared to have complexions the color of bluish rain clouds and to be dressed in yellow silken garments. Purport. While Brahma was contemplating, all the calves and cowherd boys immediately transformed into Vishnu Murtis, having bluish complexions and wearing yellow garments. Brahma was contemplating his own power and the immense unlimited power of Krishna. But before he could come to a conclusion, he saw this immediate transformation. Om adhyana timirandasya dhananjana shalaka chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrind Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I surrender myself at the feet of all the Vaishnavas. I'm not much prepared, but I'll try to speak as much as I can. I'm very grateful to Savas Prabhu, Archit Prabhu for this opportunity to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. So as we know, Lord Brahma is being bewildered this time, and in the chapter of Bakasur, you know, Krishna is described as Gopala Sonu Pitaram Jagat Guru. Krishna is simultaneously, Krishna has two personalities. One personality is that he is Gopal Sonu, son of a cowherd man. And the, simultaneously he has the second aspect to his personality, that he is Pitaram Jagadguru. He is the father of Lord Brahma. So as we know that Lord Brahma was born from a lotus that came from the navel of Lord Vishnu. So Brahma knows Lord Vishnu, but he does not know Krishna. What is the difference between Lord Vishnu and Krishna? You know, Shastras and Srila Prabhupada describe that there are four primary qualities that are specifically and only present in the personality of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they are not, you know, that evidently available in other Vishnu Tattvas. What are those four qualities? So one is Rupa Madhurya. Krishna's personality is so beautiful, you know, it is the origin of the beauty of the entire creation. So that is called Rupa Madhurya. Second one is Venu Madhurya. Venu means the flute, and Krishna plays flute all the time. And he plays flute so beautifully that when he is playing the flute, even the earth sometimes start to shake. You know, everybody is just, they just stand still and they completely absorb in hearing the sound of the flute of Krishna. Third quality that is only specifically present in Krishna is Bhakta Madhurya. That means the sweetness of the personality of Krishna, that he is always with his devotees. He never wants to be alone. He always, you know, any picture of Krishna, even those who do not worship Krishna with Radharani, they will have Krishna with flute. You know, there will be a cow standing at the back. So Krishna is always with devotees. And the last one is Leela Madhurya. Krishna can perform wonderful activities, and they are so wonderful, they are so amazing, that sometimes Krishna, who is the performer, he himself gets amazed by his performance. So that's called Leela Madhurya. So Brahma does not know these, you know, details of the personality of Krishna. And as we know, he's watching, he's seeing Krishna performing these loving, intimate pastimes, which are even unknown in Vaikuntha. These pastimes are available beyond, you know, the highest, only in the highest planet of Vaikuntha, in Goloka Vrindavan. So these pastimes are not even available in Vaikuntha planets. So Lord Brahma is watching, and he's seeing that, as described in 9th canto, Snigdha Smite Yashodarir Vakir Vikrama Leelaya Nruloke Ramyaya Asan Murtya Sarvanga Ramyaya. So Krishna is described as he has such thick relationship with everybody in Vrindavan. Even one insignificant blade of grass, a rock, a parrot, you know, everybody has a very special, intimate relationship with Krishna. And that's why the word is used, snigdha. Snigdha means very thick. And sometimes, you know, as a small child, Mother Yashoda is, you know, trying to dress Krishna, or Krishna is somewhere outside. Sometimes he mocks the birds. You know, the birds are making some sounds. And Krishna also goes, coo. So everybody thinks that what is happening, like, you know, a cuckoo is responding from the other side, coo, and small little baby Krishna, he is also responding. But everybody thinks it's just his childish activity. But only a few people know that Krishna is actually reciprocating to the love of that cuckoo, which is far away, but still Krishna cares. You know, Krishna is talking to cows in their own language. And basically he's talking to all the monkeys. That's why in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is described as Bahu Adbhuta Bhashanvita. Krishna knows the languages of everyone. When he is interacting with Brajavasis, he is talking in Braja language, Brajavasa. When he is talking with demigods, he is talking in Sanskrit. And when he is talking with different people, he is talking in their language. Even he is talking to cows, the birds, the animals in their own language. So that's the Leela Madhurya of Krishna. He can perform wonderful pastimes and he is reciprocating with everyone. So after seeing such wonderful pastimes, Lord Brahma naturally got bewildered. And we have Srimad Bhagavatam, we have Bhagavad Gita, so we have this knowledge, how is Krishna. But if we put ourselves in the shoes of demigods, they do not have these details available. Like Srila Prabhupada has given us such intricate, complex and such nice details. Everything has been explained so nicely. But even in Vaikuntha, planets and even the demigods, they are not aware of these details. So that's why Lord Brahma got bewildered, and out of curiosity, and also he wanted to challenge Krishna, so he stole the cowherd boys, cows, calves. So how come, sometimes we may think that Lord Brahma is the first created living being. He is the son of Lord Vishnu. How can he get affected with false ego or, with illusion? So it is said that A Brahma Stambha Paryantam Sarva Maya Mayam Jagat Satyam Satyam Puna Satyam Harir Namaiva Kevalam. A Brahma Stambha Paryantam, right from the throne of Lord Brahma to the insignificant straw in the lowest of the planets, everything is covered with illusion. Everything. That's why it is called material world. Everything is covered with illusion. There is only one truth or one reality, that is Satyam Satyam Puna Satyam. Three times the verse is saying truth, truth, only truth, and again truth, is Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. Harinam is the only truth. Rest all is illusory. So this way we can see that Lord Brahma, he was illusioned and he thought that I want to test the supremacy of Lord Krishna. So we often think, why is there this material existence? Why is there this illusion created by Krishna? Srimad Bhagavatam 9:24-58 gives a nice explanation. It goes like Yanmaya Cheshtitam Punsaha Stiti Utpatti Apyayahi Anugrahastan Nivruttir Atmalabhaya Cheshate. Translation by Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead acts through his material energy in the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this cosmic manifestation, just to deliver the living entity by his compassion and stop the living entity's birth, death, duration of materialistic life. Thus, Krishna enables the living being to return home back to Godhead. So, if we analyze this verse, it appears the material existence has been created for the good of the living entity. So Prabhupada is saying that just to deliver, out of compassion, the living entity is being bound in the material world, but Krishna wants to stop the living entity's birth, death, duration of materialistic life. So, you know, it's very hard to understand how it is compassion that we are suffering in the material world, and it is compassion of Krishna. So I was wondering yesterday what example can be given. Suppose I come in the temple room with my shoes on. Naturally everybody will start to look at me. And temple president Savas Prabhu will come to me and he will say, you know, he will escort me out. Even though he loves me, he will say, Shyamukund, you have to get out. He will come with me outside, I'm pretty sure, and we will have a discussion outside of the temple room. Something like this happens in the spiritual world. There is a propensity of independent enjoyment that is developed by a living entity to become individual controller. That's why Krishna has to, you know, ask the living entity, he has to hand over the living entity to material energy, Maya. So just like, you know, Savas Prabhu will take me out, he will also come out and he will explain that shoes are not allowed in the temple room because temple room is supposed to be super clean. It is the home of Krishna. And if one person, you know, is allowed to wear the shoes, then naturally others will get, they will also start to feel that why not we? They will also start to get affected. And that's why, out of compassion, you know, Krishna also has to take the living entity out of the spiritual world. But Krishna also comes along with the living entity. And Krishna comes as Paramatma. Just like Savas Prabhu would come out with me, Krishna comes himself with the living entity and he explains the actual reason, you know. And he, Chaitya Guru, Paramatma, the super soul, is traveling with the living entity in all the species of life. And it is just observing. This quality is called Bhuri Karunaya. Bhuri Karunamaya Krishna. Krishna is called Bhuri Karunamaya. That he has immense compassion even for the living entity who has rejected him. So Krishna is coming with the living entity and he is becoming a silent observer. And it is Krishna is waiting for the living entity to turn back, to, you know, turn back towards him. He is just waiting. That when this living entity will, you know, think, why am I suffering? Who am I? Where am I coming from? And when a little bit of Shraddha, you know, little bit of the living entity, even if starts to think that there has to be something more to life than just, you know, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. There has to be something more to life. And when the super soul sees this kind of, you know, change of attitude in the living entity, then the super soul guides in the form of Chaitya Guru, the super soul guides the living entity, and, you know, on Friday evening the living entity is walking on promenade Santa Monica, and somehow, you know, by the mercy of super soul, the living entity sees, you know, some devotee is dancing in Harinam. Naturally the super soul dictates that, you know, go and check that book out. So, you know, one devotee will give the book and the super soul is, you know, giving the directions, and naturally the devotee surrenders if he has developed that amount of Shraddha. The same way, you know, Krishna may, the super soul, while a living entity while walking on the street going to the office, you know, one person, Krishna will say, hey, take a left, take right, you know, the super soul is directing. And one book distributor like Bhrigupati Prabhu or Jai Chaitanya Prabhu maybe on the other side, and the super soul, in, you know, that devotee's heart, he is saying that, hey, show a book to that person. That person looks kind of interesting. And this is how the super soul brings two living entities together. And, you know, naturally, the living entity buys the book. He takes the book home. And he wanted to keep the book on the shelf. But the super soul says, no, open the book, read it. And that's how we see many devotees. And this is how, you know, the super soul, Chaitya Guru, brings the living entity at the lotus feet of his pure representative. This is how, you know, most of the times we see devotees come to the pure devotee of Krishna, like Srila Prabhupada. He received so many, you know, nice disciples in the early days. So this is how usually Krishna, so this is Krishna's compassion. You know, Krishna is more interested in the welfare of the living entity than the living entity's own interest in its own welfare. So Krishna is more keen to bring us back in the spiritual world than our own interest to go back to spiritual world. So, you know, also we can see when the living entity comes in the material world, it comes as helpless child, you know, completely dependent on the mother. Krishna provides milk in the breast of the mother. Krishna makes the living entity mutually dependent. The living entity wants to be independent of Krishna. But Krishna, you know, he comes as mother. He comes and takes care of the living entity in the form of a father. Krishna becomes the friends. So, you know, this way we can see Krishna is always taking care of a living entity, even though the living entity has rejected Krishna. And this is how we see, even though living entity has forgotten Krishna, but Krishna never forgets. That's why Krishna is called Surudam Sarvabhutanam. Krishna never said that Surudam only Bhaktanam. He is everyone's best friend. And Krishna, Jagannath is called Jagabandhu. He is the brother of everyone. So, this pastime we are seeing, Lord Brahma has been affected by pride, but Krishna's response is, Krishna is being compassionate on Lord Brahma. And Krishna is trying to steal away the pride. So, that's why Krishna also expanded himself. Whatever cows and calves and cowherd boys stolen by Brahma, Krishna created exact those number of same personalities as those were stolen. And Krishna wanted to bewilder Brahma. Because ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stathaiva vajamya. Krishna says, whoever will approach in whatever mood, I will reciprocate the same way. So Lord Brahma is trying to bewilder Krishna. Krishna is acting as if he also got bewildered. But, you know, Krishna has completely different plan. So if a devotee is approaching Krishna in a challenging mood, we see Krishna has a different response. But he always protects the devotees. You know, so there is also one pastime. There was one Brahmana, Udayan Acharya, in Kashmir, India. And he was a Jnanakandi Brahman. He wanted to, you know, he liked to acquire knowledge. He used to read the scriptures every day, you know, all day throughout. He used to read all the scriptures. And while going through all the scriptures, one time he came across a line. You know, it is said that whoever sees the form of Jagannath in Jagannath Puri, at once his material existence will come to an end. You know, that life will be the last life in the material world for that person. So he did not believe that. He said, it's impossible. For the mystical yogis, they have to perform, you know, different types of yoga practices, Ashtanga yoga, and you know, different practices they have to perform for millions of lifetimes, still they cannot achieve direct association of Krishna. They can only go up to Brahma Jyoti. How can just looking at, you know, wooden lump, you know, like Jagannath, how can we get delivered? And how can the material existence will stop permanently? That was his thinking. He was in a challenging mood. He was thinking, how can just this wooden deity give such a benediction? So he went to Jagannath Puri all the way. And like in the Mangal Arati time, we always gather here, make a line, and everyone is waiting for the lords to give us darshan. Everyone was waiting in the temple of Jagannath in the morning time, the first ever darshan. Everyone is waiting, but the doors are not opening. You know, pujaris also tried to open the doors of the pujari room, you know, the deity room. Nobody could open the door of the deities in Jagannath temple. And, you know, so much time went by. Everyone is thinking, what is wrong? What is happening? Pujaris are in, you know, anxiety. So that entire day, Jagannath did not give darshan to anyone. And I believe when the main priest, he was sleeping, he got a dream. I'm not sure whether he got the dream in the daytime or in the nighttime. But he got the dream, and Jagannath said that there is one rascal whose name is Udayan Acharya. So find that person and kick him out. Unless that person leaves the temple room, I will not give darshan. So Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra, they locked themselves in. So sometimes we feel that, you know, these deities, by mercy of Prabhupada, we have Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. By mercy of Prabhupada, we have such wonderful deities, and we sometimes think they are dependent on us. But that's not true. They have mercifully given themselves in our hands. That's actual truth. So this past time we are seeing Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, they don't want to show themselves to anyone. So in the morning, everybody gathered again, and the announcement happened. The head priest came and said, who is Udayan Acharya here? So that devotee, who was very puffed up, he thought maybe there is some reward. So he went there. I am Udayan Acharya. So he said, Jagannath has a message for you that you have to leave this temple, because Jagannath does not want to show his form to you. He does not want to reveal. And that time his eyes opened. He thought, you know, such a great offense I committed to these deities, thinking them to be made up of just wood. I was so fool. And then he was actually taken out of the temple, and then he started to cry and plead to Jagannath, you know, I'm really sorry. I took you so, you know, for granted I took you, and I did not understand who you are in truth. So when he begged for forgiveness, then Jagannath allowed, you know, for that Udayan Acharya. Then Jagannath revealed himself, gave his darshan. So we see Krishna always protects the devotee in different various forms. Sometimes, you know, a devotee has different troubles, different varieties of problems. But it is just a way of Krishna to purify the living entity. Sometimes Krishna just wants to take away the ego, the false ego. And Krishna is purifying the false ego in different ways. So Krishna is humbling Brahma in this pastime we see. And when Brahma stole the cows, in one moment of his time, he came back to see what's happening. But by that time, 1 year had already passed in Vrindavan. And he saw nothing has changed. Everything is as it is. He saw Krishna still having his different varieties of pastimes. Krishna is still eating with the same boys. And Krishna is still doing exactly those activities which bewildered him. So nothing changed for Krishna. And seeing that, Lord Brahma himself got bewildered. And today's verse is the verse when Lord Brahma is looking at all those calves, boys, which were expansions of Krishna. And then Lord Brahma's head is started to spin. And he is thinking whether these are the real ones, or the ones I stole were the real ones, or did Krishna, or Krishna is playing hide and seek, you know, stealing them, keeping them in the cave and again bringing them here. So Lord Brahma ultimately surrendered. He saw that all the calves and the boys tending them immediately appeared to have complexions the color of bluish rain clouds and to be dressed in yellow silken garments. So he saw all those expansions, they assumed a form resembling Lord Vishnu, because they were Vasudeva expansions. So they had four-handed form, Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. So that is today's verse. So Srila Prabhupada writes a very brilliant statement in one of the purports, Srimad Bhagavatam. When I was reading it, I used to take notes, and I saw I like this statement. Prabhupada says, the authority is seen as authority when there is a rebellion in the subordinate. Krishna does not have to show that he is the boss. You know, for all the other cowherd boys and all the Brajabasi people, Krishna never showed his majesty. Why only Lord Brahma is being bewildered? Because he is coming with a challenging attitude. So, the authority, which is Krishna, he has to show himself as authority when there is a rebellion in the subordinate. Srila Prabhupada has given us so many jewels. So, you know, one of those amazing quotes is this one. So, Krishna has this personality. It is also described as Vajradapi Kathoram and Kusumadapi Komalam. For the devotees, Krishna is softer than the lotus feet, lotus flower. And for non-devotees or for demons, Krishna is Vajradapi Kathoram. So he is heavier than thunderbolt. So we have to always remember this. You know, that's why even when we say Narsingha Arti, we say Tavakara Kamalavare Nakham. So Krishna, Lord Narsingha, we say Tavakara Kamalavare. Your hands are like lotus, but they also have Nakham. So why the description of Nakha is given? So lotus hands are to give blessings to the devotees, and the Nakham, the nails, which are like sharp cutting tools, they are meant for demons. So we have the choice to surrender to Krishna and see Krishna as Kusumadapi Komalam, you know, softer than the lotus flower, or we have the choice to become a non-devotee, non-believer, and see Krishna's form as Vajradapi Kathoram, stronger than the thunderbolt. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anyone has any questions, comments? Rabindranath Prabhu.
You mentioned how on the heavenly planets they're not aware of all these different pastimes of Krishna. And I just was wondering, because Prabhupada also mentions in the Srimad Bhagavatam that these different pastimes of Krishna, like killing different demons, isn't such a wonderful thing for them. So therefore, the descriptions in the heavenly planets about Krishna are even more wonderful. So I'm just trying to understand these two things.
There is a description given, like even demigods have their own guru, Brihaspati. So they have their own guru, they have a description given, but most of the demigods, they have a lot of opulence and they have a lot of control, and that becomes an impediment for them to surrender to Krishna, because they have a lot of control. So there will be some devotees, because Prabhupada also says that there are devotees everywhere. Even in heavenly planets, there are pure devotees. And even sometimes in the hellish planet, we may find devotees. Like Bali Maharaj is, you know, down in the hellish planet. He has in his own planet. So, yes, description is there, but Chaitanya Charitamrut Madhya Leela, chapter 4, says, whatever I quoted, that the descriptions of intimate pastimes of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not available even in Vaikuntha, because there is always awe and reverence in those planets. The devotees worship in awe and reverence, and these intimate pastimes of friendship, you know, or servitorship, or vatsalya rasa, you know, parentalhood, and madhurya rasa, conjugal, these are not available even in Vaikuntha, because mostly they worship Krishna or Lord Vishnu in awe and reverence. Mataji has a question.
Hare Krishna, thank you for a lovely class, Prabhu. I wanted to ask, I'm sure this question arose in the minds of many devotees. You're saying how Lord Brahma is unaware of the four specific qualities of Krishna, like Rupa Madhurya, Lila Madhurya, etc. But Brahma, we know that he spoke the Brahma Samhita with the Venu Kovantam, Chintamani, Pakara Sadmasu, etc. So how can you explain further why it is that he would be unaware of the potencies of Krishna and only know about Vishnu?
So there is pre-life and post-life. Like all of us, we also had a life before we came in contact with Srila Prabhupada. So the same way, when Lord Brahma did not know the majesty, did not know the greatness of Lord Krishna, so he has that life, and then once he came to know about greatness of Krishna and the, you know, the loving exchanges of Krishna with his devotees, when he came to know about all these different relationships in Vrindavan, then he wrote Brahma Samhita. Then he wrote even the next chapter, you know, Lord Brahma is praying, you know. Once he came to know about Krishna's personality, you know, all the aspects of Krishna's personality, then he has written and composed very nice verses and poems for Lord Krishna.
Saying that the Brahma Samhita wasn't spoken at the time of before the creation?
Can you say it again?
Are you saying that the Brahma Samhita, that it wasn't spoken by Lord Brahma on the lotus before the creation?
No, not before creation. So Lord Krishna, he comes once during the day of Brahma, right? And it is said that not every time Krishna comes himself. So Krishna comes very rarely, and the description is given. I will try to find it out. So when Krishna comes himself, you know, Purna Purushottam Bhagavan, like Krishna that came 5,055 years ago from, you know, this year, that Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explains that he came as he is. He did not, you know, that's not expansion, or that is not Vishnu Tattva. You know, he is as he is. He came Purna Purushottam Bhagavan. So, and when Lord Brahma came to know the actual personality of Lord Krishna, then he understood. Just like I gave the example, all of us also have a life before we came to Krishna consciousness. And after we came to Krishna consciousness, we have a different life. So when Lord Brahma came to know about the greatness of Lord Krishna, he has composed very wonderful verses which we read. And Lord Brahma, you know, we are in the sampradaya of Lord Brahma. It is Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So Lord Brahma for us is a spiritual master. So from him a line, a disciplic succession begins. So we should not offend Lord Brahma, because the Brahma that is in charge of this universe, he is a pure devotee. You know, even Srila Prabhupada says Lord Brahma is a pure devotee, the one that we have. And there are millions and, you know, countless number of universes with, you know, each having one Brahma, and those are still in illusion because, as I said, even Brahma comes in the material world. So he's affected by illusion. Any other questions? Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.